right, so when does the parking place no longer become yours? How many times have you...
We've already had this conversation.
Oh, when?
A couple weeks ago.
No, that was for holding a parking spot.
No, that was for holding a parking spot. That was for somebody standing in there. This is...
It's totally different.
Let's say that you're perusing the parking lot. I'm trying to think of some place that never has a parking problem. But anyway, so let's say that you're perusing the parking lot and you see...
At the library.
There you go. You see someone head to their vehicle. Okay, and they don't have a child to strap in or anything else that would tend to somehow slow the process up. You're pretty well figuring you're on it, right? You've got the claim.
What's the time wait for somebody to get out of there, you mean?
Exactly. Now, here's the deal.
60 seconds before I hate them.
All right, you see? All right, and will you honk over something like that?
No.
You mean, which person are you?
Well, if you're the person wanting to get that parking place.
Gotcha.
Okay, do you pull up, you know, to that area?
That's just creepy. I don't do that. And if people park behind me, I guarantee you I'm going to do a worse job trying to back out than I would if I didn't feel like somebody was staring me down.
Yeah. Well, in this day and time, when, of course, every question must be answered instantly on our phone, or every call must be taken, or every message listened to, more often people are getting into their vehicles and, you know, checking that voicemail.
Oh, because you don't want to be on your phone while you're driving.
Of course. Of course, it's a safety thing. But if you're on the other side of that equation, if you're the one who's waiting, you're going, wait a minute, they got in their car 9 seconds ago. Why aren't their backup lights on? So, again, possession 9/10 of the law. If you sit in your car for 2 or 3 minutes, getting your text messages, listening to your messages that were left while you didn't have your phone with you in the store, is that okay? Or are you going to feel the wrath of other drivers, or at least hear their horns? And what's fair? See, I think once you got it, it's your spot.
But at some point, courtesy, get out of the way.
Till the backup lights come on, it's yours. Well, and again, proximity to the front of the store has something to do with it, too. You know, if you're nine rows back, it's not that big a deal. If you're on the front row.
If you're at Post Oak Mall at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You're waiting.
If you're
get out of the spot.
I have to say, if you're at the Post Oak Mall at Christmas, you're not from around here. But
I didn't
want to say that. Oh, wait, I did. Never mind.
No, if you are needing gifts, you should go to, I think it's called Jackie's Family Toys.
Jackie's Toys and Books. Oh, well,
yeah.
Or just
forget silly old malls.
There you go. Thank you. But any homegrown business is good. Hey, when products contained red dye number 2, they were yanked off the American shelves back in 1976.
Kill
right?
Ya.
Right, exactly. You know, the red dye causing cancer and all that. M&M's went off the shelves as well, even though M&M's did not have any red dye number 2 in their product.
They pulled them all?
Yep.
No kidding.
They were concerned that consumers would be so nervous about eating anything red that the company dumped the color from its lineup for 10 years.
Wow. And now he's become the spokesman.
Yeah,
the
M&M's made their comeback in 1987.
I remember that because I remember them talking about it, and I always thought it was because they had the red dye, but it didn't even have the dye in it.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's happening?
Hey, well, you know, sometimes when I'm shopping with my wife, I'll go sit in the car for a while.
Okay. So
I've heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I just can't. Do it as much as you can.
Very, very diplomatic sir.
Well, and the other thing is, that, of course, on days like now when it's not so hot, you can sit with the windows down and kind of enjoy that, you know?
That's right.
Exactly. Good.
Take a nap.
Yeah. Sound of the grackles in the parking lot. I mean, it's great stuff.
See, there you go, talking about the mall again.
I know. Sorry about that. But
flick them some French fries.
Okay, and also now, other M&M facts. Van Halen's contract writer stipulated
no brown M&Ms.
That's right, no brown M&Ms. So those should be removed from the ginormous bowl that they ask for.
Yep.
Rather than being some diva demand, the entire purpose was so that they knew, because, you know, there's lots of gear required and stuff that has to be done, and fixtures have to be placed safely. So they want to make sure that the contract is read including the riders. So they had they walked in and found brown M&Ms, they would have found out somebody didn't read the entire contract. So
wow,
it was really safety. It wasn't. It wasn't, you know, trying to be divas about
it. I've had to do that before.
What's that? There's a, remove brown M&Ms.
No, fulfill riders.
Post Van Halen.
Yeah. Okay.
Fulfill riders before. And there's some unusual stuff in there, man.
For that reason, right?
I would assume so, but there was always just one thing where you looked at it and went, I have to go buy an inflatable rubber ducky. Mm-hmm. You know, why?
Yeah. So there. And where's my rubber ducky, right? All right, George Clooney, related to Abraham Lincoln.
No kidding.
The website Ancestry.com says that George is a, let's see, first, half first cousin, five times removed from Honest Abe. What does that remove thing mean? Either of y'all know? I have no idea what that means.
Through
it's
marriages,
kind of, or
isn't
generational.
It?
Oh, I
is
thought.
It?
I don't. Well, I have no idea. I have no idea. I just I've always heard that, you know, three times removed. Okay, fine. Turns out that Abe's mom, that would have been Nancy Hanks, no relation to Tom.
That you know of?
That I know of, was the half sister of George's fourth great grandmother, Mary Ann Sparrow. I'm telling you these names like you know who they are. Nancy and Mary Ann had the same mom. So that makes two famous people that George is related to, because his aunt was Rosemary Clooney. You knew that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there you go. And so now it's Abe Lincoln. So,
well.
We're about to find out. Hello.
Hi, I just thought I'd help you out with the how many times removed.
That's what I want you to do. I knew that you were calling to help with. Who's this? Who's this?
Selma Gregg.
What do you do, Selma?
I'm a special ed coordinator at Burleson Milam Special Services. Oh. We serve special ed kids.
Good for you. Okay, tell me what this means.
Okay, what it is the kids of your first cousin, okay,
yeah,
are your first cousins once removed. Their kids are your first cousins twice removed.
Okay, all right. Well, very good. See, we're only as smart as our listeners, which makes us pretty dang smart. Now, where do you live, Selma?
Station, but I worked in the county.
Isn't that fun? Well, would you like a pair of tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival?
I would love to have a pair of tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Okay, they're good for Sundays only, but, you know, we got plenty of Sundays left. Your last name is Craig, is that right?
No, Greg.
Greg.
G-R-A-G-G.
Got it. All right, fifth floor of the Crystal Park Plaza. You can come pick them up, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Selma. See you later. Thank
so
you, Selma. Appreciate that.
Learned something today.
Of course we did. That's why you listen. Hello.
Hey, I thought it meant you had to be forcibly removed from a family reunion at one time or another.
Five times removed sounds like you are the life of the party, then.
Or one hell of a troublemaker.
Well, yeah, if that's the number we're using, I like that just fine. All right. I'd like to go to that guy's family reunion.
No kidding.
What do you think that's like? Huh?